extraordinary being on Rise FM was Emily Sanders. Nomfundo Moore will be in just a couple of minutes. It's at 12 minutes at 2:07. We are joined by Sis Gugu. Sis Gugu is a clinical psychologist. Sis Gugu, thank you so much for taking the time. And we're talking about adulthood. I think none of us are oblivious to the fact that adulthood can be challenging. But I would like to believe that there's some positives that also come with being an adult. You know, independence is one of them. So what would you say are perhaps some of the habits that we need to learn or develop in order to make adulthood less challenging?
Mm-hmm. Morning, JT, and to your listeners, and thank you for the opportunity. You've just gotten me to think. I've always said to I'm raising a 14-year-old and him growing up, he'd always say things like, oh, when I'm older, when I'm an adult. And I would just say to him, stop right there. Mm-hmm. Enjoy childhood. Enjoy what childhood brings, because adulthood isn't as sweet as you anticipate it's going to be. Yeah. It's going to come with a lot of challenges. So I think that just asking him to be in the present moment, to enjoy what that is. And I think also as we journey into adulthood, indolemkoga is to being in the present into adulthood, you know. I think I know all of us are overwhelmed with a lot of responsibilities and we forget to just being in the present and enjoy the time, the day as it comes, because we are always thinking of the future, thinking of month end, thinking of next week and next year, and we forget to just being in the present one. I think the other thing also we need to learn to do as we grow older, I know you're saying that it comes with a lot of freedom, and I'm glad it does, and it also comes with the freedom of learning and understanding and creating boundaries, you know. I think we overwhelm ourselves when we want to do everything and we don't know how to say no. So sometimes the peace that comes with adulthood will come with us also being able to create boundaries, boundaries in our relationship with our children, boundaries in our intimate relationships, at work, everywhere, with our families and siblings, because that's what's important that we need to do so that we can have more of a peace, so that we don't overwhelm ourselves with things that we don't necessarily have to. And sometimes we forget to have fun as adults, you know, we miss out on having fun because we are too busy doing other things and we think being serious is the most important thing, and we forget ourselves and we think fun must be, you know, overseas trips, and sometimes fun can just be really playing 30 seconds, laughter, you know, and sitting with people that matter to you. And I think it's important that we need to do that. And I also think, JT, celebrating ourselves, celebrate your wins, you know, we hardly do that.
You know, Sis Gugu, I want to go back to being in a moment, because how can I be in the moment? The moment isn't that great, and it's the moment that I would like to escape.
So now you lay your moment, that great. We need to sit in it because we have to experience it. We have to experience the rawness of it, whether it's grief, ending of a relationship, financial problems. Because when we are in the moment, we are then able to reflect on how we got here. Mm-hmm. And then we need to think of how do I get myself out of it. When we constantly want to run away from it, it will hit us somewhere. And it's like, melu buye le back, you know. And when you long agazanye wa salago yo wa ikaban sifa and wa plan agusi, ni pume ganjani. And so because whether it's that negative emotion, whether it's the sadness and the hurt of it, it is important for us to go through it, you know, because that's why when we look into, let's say, for example, the theory of grief and loss, for you to get to a space of acceptance, you have to experience those difficult emotions in between, whether it's anger, denial, the bargaining, you must go through them. So asihlale in the difficult moments of loneliness, because you will know what loneliness does to you. You will know how to then deal with it, so that when you move out of it, you then learn a way of saying, I didn't enjoy this moment in my life. And as a result, I've had to find better ways of dealing with loneliness. If it means I must get into a different sport, if it means I must get into different hobbies, so that I don't experience the harshness that loneliness brings for me.
Ah, perfect. Sis Gugu, thank you so much for that. We truly appreciate it. Again, for someone who may like to have a booking with you, how do they get in touch with you?
The office number is 060-887-339.